Hello and welcome to Meditation for Women. I'm Katie Kermitzos. I'm the creator of the Women's Meditation Network and your guide here. I am so honored that you took the time to be here with me today. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin today's episode. If you'd like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and while I really believe that all of our meditations across all of our shows are really good for your mental health, I specifically want to give attention to our Sleep Meditation for Women podcast. I know I'm not the only one who's experienced the pain of a sleepless night or a mind that is completely running free as I'm trying to rest my body. And let's be honest, when we wake up exhausted, our minds are not working right and our entire mental health suffers. So tonight, if your mind is running wild, or if you can't get your body to rest, press play on a sleep meditation on the Sleep Meditation for Women podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, and you can just press play to help you fall asleep easily. I think that most of us can really identify with experiencing those feelings of deeply wanting a meaningful relationship, really craving true love in a season when we didn't have it, or perhaps in a season right now when you don't have it. It is a painful, heavy, gray feeling. And I can distinctly remember how that felt. And so when my mom's neighbor, who happens to be a huge fan of the Women's Meditation Network that I am so grateful for, reached out and asked if I could make a meditation for her as she was on her journey to finding love again after her spouse had passed, I said, absolutely. And I knew that there were so many other women listening who could really benefit from that, who could really identify with that desire. So Becky, this meditation is for you. And I'm so grateful that you asked for it because I know there's so many of us who will benefit from it. Allow yourself to settle as your breathing slows you down. Invite your body to calm as you melt into the ground. Come into this moment. Exhales dissolve the thoughts. Let each inhale clear you, spreading peace all across. Thank you. I'll bet you'll find a deep desire inside to share your life with your true love walking by your side. Perhaps a love has passed away, or maybe you have found the kind of love that you want, leaves no one standing round. So let your hand warm your heart. Honor the longing you feel. It's okay to want true love, to crave a love that's real. Making room for love to amass. Breathe out and surrender to the deep love waiting for you. Deep inside and spend some time with you. For love, most think that you should hunt, but that would be untrue. When you want to find true love, a question comes to your heart. Who do I need to become to attract the love I want? Thank you. within this question, you will find a space begins to grow. And pretty soon, your inner voice will guide you where to go. Within this space, what also shows are ways for you to heal. To remind yourself you're worthy. That love is yours to feel. Making room for love to amass. Breathe out and surrender to a deep love waiting for you. Thank you. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your time here today. Blessings and namaste.